Lions tonight. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, along with you on 100.1 KYFM. Thank you for being with us on the Owosso Sports Network as well, powered by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith, too. A couple of fine sponsors to thank is, of course, we couldn't do it without them, as we want to send a shout-out to Eats to Go. They are, of course, a new delivery service here in Owosso. You can download their app for delivery for $5 off a $25 or more order. You could use the code LOVEOWOSO, hiring drivers as well. Contact Eats to Go here in Owosso, find supporter of the Owosso Rams. And Steve, if you're more, you know, you're trying to get on the scoreboard tonight, but this Owosso defense would love nothing more than a shutout.
Yeah, and you got to think, unless Moore can get something going, that it's probably going to go to the twos and threes here in the third and fourth quarter. If you're Coach Brad Hill, I think you just want to try to get your team some confidence, get them some momentum, and get things just get things in a positive manner, make some positive plays. We saw them do a better job of rushing when they put Dawkins in at quarterback, but they're just looking for some answers and trying to iron out some wrinkles. The big thing is ball security for them, but part of the problem is this Ram defense, they are going for the football. They are stripping the football. They are doing everything right defensively. They're in the right place. And, you know, I can't tell if they're making mistakes, but if they are, the speed makes up for that. So we'll see what goes on here in the second half. But unfortunately for Moore, they have to kick off here to start the second half. Looking at some other scores around the state, Grant Broken Arrow, who fell to Edmond Santa Fe last week. The Tigers lead Norman 35-0. Jinx leading Edmond Memorial 41-0. Edmond Santa Fe, that's kind of a team from the west side that you've got to pay attention to. They lead Enid 34-14, and Union, as we've mentioned, I've said all along, keep an eye on the Redskins because they're starting to figure some things out. They are up 35-0 over the Sabercats of Southmore. So some interesting scores from the west side here tonight.
Well, I know that we did have at least one game bounce back to tomorrow between Putnam City and Mustang, our next week's opponent. And then I believe that Norman North and Edmond North got called off tonight. They have not reported a score on Scoreboard, and I thought I saw some Twitter talk to that level. So we're going to watch as the Moore Lions kick it off to the Owosso Rams, end-over-end kick. It's going to be bouncing at about the 30-yard line, and they're going to have to pounce on it at the 31. That is where the Owosso Rams will have it first and 10 as they move left to right on the radio dial.
Our friends to the north, Collinsville Cardinals, ranked number 3 in Class 5A, lead the Pryor Tigers 35-16. And I know another big ball game tonight was going to be the Coweta Tigers at Bishop Kelly.
Yeah.
And right now the Comets lead Coweta 27-21 in the third quarter. So some good football games in the area going on here this evening.
Verdigris is at Holland Hall tonight. That was supposed to be another good one as well.
We got a score on that.
Seth Hammer handing off to the first person through, and he can't go anywhere. I don't have a score on that as yet. Sure, we'll find one with the score to lap here in a few minutes.
Another area score, Cleveland leading Ulligal 28-21.
Baker Mayfield in at quarterback. Cleveland?
Oh, yeah?
No, just kidding. Second down and 12 now. Twins out to the left, one man to the right. Seth Hammer ready to take it out of the gun with Overholt in motion to the right. Hammer on the keeper instead. Runs up that left side, gets to the 31, 32 maybe.
Well, I got your update from Holland Hall.
What is it?
Well, it looks like the Dutch lead Verdigris 52-0.
Oh, my Lord.
In the third quarter. Now, I'll be honest, I thought they would win, but I certainly didn't see that coming. But
Verdigris is undefeated, aren't they?
They are, but they won't be after this.
Good
so is
night.
Holland Hall. And Owen Ostrowski, as you mentioned, had just recently gotten an offer from the University of Tulsa. He leads that Dutch defense, and there haven't been many points allowed by Holland Hall, and looks like that will continue this evening.
Hammer off the left hash mark. By the way, Golden Hurricane trailing 7-3 behind East Carolina at last report. Handoff, first man through, is going to get up to about the 36-yard line. And Justice Thompson is the ball carrier for the Rams, who bring up fourth down and about six. 3-yard pickup. So that is going to bring Jake Adams out onto the field to kick it away for the Owosso Rams. Send a man back to about the 30-yard line.
Oh, it's over his head.
It's over his head. He's going to go pounce on it.
He's got time. Punt it.
Run with it, and he's going to be dragged down at the 20-yard line.
Thought he had a chance to get the punt off. He eluded one more Lion defender, and I thought he had a moment, but that might have just been some youth. We're going to see a lot of new ball players come in for Owosso here in this second half. So try to get some names mentioned here if we can. Coming in at that right defensive end is going to be Seth Sherman. Two new linebackers in as well. Aiden Lewis.
Now the quarterback for Moore, a new one as well, down to the 19-yard line he goes. And on the run there is Dylan Brayton, a senior.
He got rolled up that time, Brayton Taylor. He's been in the game here some this evening. The other linebacker in for Owosso is going to be Nathan Dethridge. He's had some playing time here this season as well.
Second down and 8 here.
Left defensive tackle is going to be Cameron Rackers. He's a sophomore for the Rams.
Brayton, the quarterback, taking it out of the gun. His predecessor, Dawkins, split to the left. Brayton will throw it right, connecting with an open man at the 9-yard line. Brought down is Austin Gross, the ball carrier, and that's a first down for the Boer Lions. 9:04 left to go in the third quarter. Owosso leading at 43-0 if you're just joining us. Top of the hour, this is KYFM Bartlesville. KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, your home for the Owosso Rams. Twins to the right, one man to the left. Man in motion to the left as well. Handoff up the right side, Basinger to the 5, down into the end zone for a Moore Lion touchdown, and they'll score their first 6 points of the night. 8:58 left to play here. It won't be a shutout for the Rams, but Moore trying to at least narrow this deficit and stop the bleeding a little bit. Extra point being attempted by the Lions here. Doing the honors, Ivan Cardenas. Another
shorter
player.
Man on the field for Moore.
Kai Campbell.
That's kind of the night it's been for the Lions.
Comes out.
Going to be a long bus ride, and they had another man come out. They're down to 5 seconds on the play clock.
Here's the hold, the kick. It's up through the uprights and good. It is now 43-7 in favor of the Owosso Rams. 8:58 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take an Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Back in 30 seconds, this is Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back here in beautiful Owosso, Oklahoma, 8:58 left to go in this third quarter. The Rams lead at 43-7 over the Boer Lions. Moore getting on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. I'm Grant Merrill. He is Steve Mowry. Rob Williams is crunching the numbers tonight. Ethan Van Meter is handling the video stream. Michaela Washington handling the graphics tonight. Kelly Ward roaming the sidelines as well. Kickoff coming from the Moore Lions as they kick it off after a touchdown for the first time tonight. Cardenas, the kicker, It's end over end. It'll be fielded at the 25-yard line.
And tackled right at about the 26.
Return man, Evan Atkinson, with nowhere to go for the Owosso Rams. It'll be first and 10 from the 26-yard line.
So a moment for a break in the action. Grant, let me send an early happy birthday wish to Chelsea Chavez, one of our teachers here in Owosso at Hodson Elementary. She'll be 23 or something like that. Yeah. So we want to wish her a happy birthday. And her husband, Omar Chavez, now coaching girls soccer here at Owosso. And so I'm sure Omar's going to go out and get something real expensive for his lovely wife. So happy birthday.
Hammer with the handoff to Sean Kennard, the running back. He'll get up to the 32-yard line. So you haven't put the pressure on as of yet.
No, but I know she can cook, and I really like her cookies. So I thought I might get a favor back if I said that.
All right.
She makes great cookies.
Second down and 5 now for the Owosso Rams.
Somebody said, what's your favorite? And I go, whatever she makes.
Out of the shotgun, Seth Hammer. He'll hand off. First man through is up the middle. And he'll get brought down at about the 34-yard line. That is on the run. Luke Harris, the sophomore.
Going to see a lot of youngsters. The future of Owosso football, which, by the way, is very bright. I'm just going to tell you, we got some young players. We got some ninth graders. And I hear the eighth graders got some horses as well. So the future of Owosso Ram football, very bright.
Third down and 3.
Hopefully they'll be tacking more numbers on the press box the next few years.
Man in motion to the right now, taking the handoff, or actually on the keeper, up the middle.
Hammer got hammered that time.
Hammer will get to the 36 and no further yards gained. A man who was once in contention to be the mayor of Spiro, Oklahoma, Paul Croft, has joined us in the box tonight. How you doing, buddy?
Man, he's a Cubs fan.
Well, he's the second most famous person to come out of Spiro behind Bill Blankenship.
That is true.
Fourth down and 1 to go. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. They're going to try to keep it here, and I don't think they get it. Or do they?
I think we're short.
Eagle Eye's nodding. He says yes.
They're saying move the chains.
And that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Well, I hate to say it while he's here, but outside of being a Cubs fan, Coach Croft is a pretty good coach, and he was very instrumental in Owosso winning that state championship in 2017, and you know what he and Coach Blankenship brought to this staff and this community changed the culture of Owosso football.
Absolutely. Handoff, first man through, down to the line of scrimmage, no further. So now Coach Croft is the safety and transportation director for the district. So safety and security. I'm sorry. Well,
I do feel safe.
Well, until Mowry gets to going pretty hot and heavy, I do. But
I may need you to walk me to my car. It's been a couple of times I was worried.
Second down and 9 here. Twins to the left and one man to the right.
Oh, now a nice tackle.
A nice tackle as the handoff was to Tyler Overholt. And out of nowhere, Blake Jacques ended up knocking his feet out.
Yeah, he just burst through the left side untouched and did kind of the shoulder tackle at the knees and just a really nice job.
Third down and 14.
I'll tell you, more needs something positive out of this ball game tonight because it has been all Owosso Rams.
Seth Hammer off the right hash mark. Looking to the sideline once again, and he's got one man behind him. That's Khalid Boatwright. Here's the handoff. Up the left side, actually Justice Thompson on the run there. He'll get up to about the 33, no further. And that'll bring up fourth down, and Owosso ready to punt it away here. Farlow on the stop there for the Moore Lions. 4:41 left to play here. Fourth down and 14. You know, the problem with Paul Croft not being on the sidelines anymore is that, you know, he was supposed to be our Santa Claus for the Santa show that Inside Owosso is doing on the CW on December 19th, and he's not growing his beard this year. So it's, oh, you do have it. It was under the mask, so. Okay, he is growing the beard. If you could just keep that till about December 2nd or so, I may have an assignment for you. Here comes the kickoff after a penalty here, the punt. End over end, it is going to bounce out of bounds there.
Did we make it for a first down? Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, it worked out good. It looks like we're going to. Moore's going to take, well, not as good as I thought. The referee keeps walking up the sideline. Got to give him the whoa sign. So we punted for a 3-yard advantage there.
Now they'll take it out to the 50. First down and 10 now for the.
There it is. Finally, we get to hear.
Moore Lions.
I didn't know how long we were going to go without hearing Michael Jackson's Thriller tonight. Now the night's complete.
Twins out to the left side. One man split to the right. Handoff. First man through. Gets down to the 47-yard line on the carry there. That Trayvon Basinger, and we've got a flag on the play.
We got a procedure call against Moore. Oh, we're going to have holding. That'll back them up even further.
Over under on when we hear the monster mash at some point.
Yeah, no, Thriller's the. In fact, we didn't get the dance tonight. We didn't get the Michael Jackson with the palm squat dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
43-7 if you're just joining us. 4:03 left to play here. Wonder if Michaela Washington could come up with a Halloween graphic or something that could.
Maybe do the moonwalk.
Moonwalk across the screen. You figure that out? She says no.
Short screen.
There we go.
Look at the Rams come up and cover that. That's Basinger, the starting running back, and he is just chased down by Chad Herbert.
Took it out to the 44-yard line where that'll be third down for the Moore Lions.
And again, Grant, that sideline to sideline speed. I'm not sure that they were in the perfect position to be, but speed makes up for any misread or step, and very quickly and very sure on the tackle that time. It's fun to see these youngsters get in and make plays like that.
Brayton off the left hash mark for the Moore Lions. Twins to the right, one man to the left. He'll take the snap here. Brayton with a handoff. Oh, actually, he fakes a handoff and throws right. It's almost picked off, and now the ball's caught. They'll run it out of bounds at the 49-yard line as Marcus Dawkins makes the catch there.
Khalid Boatwright had it read perfectly, and he has a pick six if he gets the pick, and it just goes just through his hands into the hands of the receiver.
Third down and 3. Hello to one-time legend Brian Montanati listening in tonight. Still a legend in Huntsville, Arkansas, by the way. Third down and 12 here. Man in motion to the left now. Handoff, first man out around the left corner. He'll get out to the 46-yard line.
Another
Brayden
tackle.
Clark there on the run.
Chance Milgate in on the tackle.
That'll bring up fourth down for the Moore Lions.
I'll tell you what's really nice about this, Grant, is a lot of times, you know, in a game, this disparity in the score is these guys that come in that maybe don't get a lot of playing time or their names mentioned, they're playing with some energy out here tonight. I mean, they are flying to the football.
Fourth down and 6 now. They're going to go for it here. Twins to the right, one man to the left. The quarterback, Dylan Brayton, taking it off the left hash mark, spinning to the right, throwing to the right. Nobody there to get it. It falls incomplete. And the Moore Lions will go 3 and out here. Owosso taking over. First and 10 at their own 46-yard line.
really like the energy of these guys coming in on defense. And really, outside of the punt getting away from us and giving Moore a chance at the Ram 20-yard line, this defense hasn't let up any.
Seth Hammer is meeting with Bill Blankenship and his coaching staff here. And they'll put the players out onto the field here. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Hammer off the right hash mark, lining up in the gun, and got a referee whistling and stopping the action. Maybe a TV timeout or something, I don't know. Minute 34 left to go here. Man in motion to the left, that's over Holt. Hammer dropping back to throw, slings it up the right side of the field. And it was intercepted by the Moore Lions, and that was Brendan Sanders. Picked off, and now Moore will take over. That's the first time Owosso's let loose of the football tonight. Well, we can't win all of the plays, but we've won most of them.
Oh, tonight's been a great night.
Minute 26 left to play. 43-7. Our score. Brian Montanotti texting into the broadcast. I've seen him several times in the coach's office this week, but he was too busy planning out his basketball season to visit. So we'll catch him next time.
Looking forward to that.
On the keeper, rolling out to the left. Here come the Moore Lions. Denver Wolf back in, the starting quarterback, as he'll bring up second down and 7 after a 3-yard gain. Well, maybe a 4-yard, 5-yard gain there. They'll bring up second down and 5. Yeah, Brian Montanotti and Ricky Peeker were busy planning when I put my head in there earlier this week. They're working hard to get things going. Toby Nightingale, our new girls coach, we're going to have to meet her soon. And looking forward to seeing what her teams bring to the field. Denver Wolf on the keeper, rolls to the right. He'll get up to the 31-yard line, and that's a first down for the Moore Lions as they'll move up the chains with 37 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Clock continuing to roll here.
Tell you what, Owosso Athletics right now are just a lot of fun to be around and watch. The basketball team, both sides, opportunity to really do some good things.
Back to throw, Wolf, he'll sling it up the middle. Whoops. It's caught, running for it, out to the 49-yard line. It's going to be Braden Clark, who'll get another first down for the Lions. And that stops the clock with 6 seconds left, but you're right, it is a awesome time to be a Ram. Anytime's an awesome time to be a Ram.
That's
but this
for sure.
Has been a lot of fun here. That's going to do it for the third quarter. 3 of them in the books and 1 more to go here as we come to the end of 3. Our score, the Owosso Rams 43 and the Moore Lions 7. We'll take an Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Be back in 1 minute. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick timeout or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
Hello, Owosso. This is Matt Jay, managing shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams.
Out of the break, Marcus Dawkins on the carry for the Moore Lions as the Owosso Rams hold them to only a 2-yard gain to bring up second down and 8 to start out the fourth quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you as it's 43-7. Owosso leading it. Thank you for being with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. And on board the free stream at owassoathletics.org. Wolf throwing left. It's caught down near the 42-yard line. .11-12 left to play here. Clock still rolling. That'll bring up third down and three. One man split to the right. Ready to take the snap is Denver Wolf. Handoff. First man through up the left side. He goes to the 30-yard line, breaking free. Ran out of bounds at the 21, and that is Julio Sandoval for the Moore Lions as they'll move up those chains for another first down. That'll bring him to the 21-yard line. First and 10, Moore Lions.
So you got the playoff picture ironed out yet?
Not yet.
Okay. You'd be the first one I've talked to that did, because
every time I do the playoff, you know, the numbers just pop up like Goodwill Hunting on the wall, and I really don't know where to start. So one man split to the right, ready to take the snap off the left hash mark. Handoff, first man throughs down to the 15-yard line, down to the 14, and that's where Marcus Dawkins is tackled. He's the ball carrier on that play.
Yeah, actually came out of the slot position on the left side that time, so he's kind of been the Swiss Army knife here this evening. They've just moved him around in three or four different positions, and really you can just see he's very athletic and effective. I believe I'd be getting him the ball a lot more.
Man in motion to the left, handoff from Wolf. He'll get it into the hands of Sandoval again. He'll get down to the 13-yard line.
Gets rolled up that time.
We'd have a better chance picking the playoffs of just blindfolding ourselves and trying to put a pin on the map than I think we would being able to actually pick it out with the current postseason rules, because I don't think anybody knows.
This Aiden Lewis is a good-looking linebacker for the Rams.
Denver Wolf with Sandoval behind him once again. Twins to the left. Lenato Henderson split to the right. Wolf ready to take the snap here. He does so. Faking a handoff, he'll throw it left. It's to an open receiver down near the 10-yard line.
Slammed
to the
ground. He is
dragged down by the jersey. Braden Clark on the run there, and he'll get his first down. It'll be first and goal now for the Moore Lions.
I think that was Kalik Boatwright in on the tackle again. So
first and goal from the 10-yard line. Back under center, Denver Wolf. Handoff. First man through. Sandoval down to the 6-yard line. No further.
Chopped down there by Elijah Velasquez. Again, you know, this Ram defense, you can just see the urgency and the energy here. The Rams are up 43-7 as we approach the 8-minute mark left in the game, but I still like the heart that these guys are playing with.
Back under center, Wolf rolling forward. He'll get down to about the 2-yard line. Sandoval, the ball carrier, as he got about a 6-yard gain there, and that'll bring up third down and goal from the 3.
Rackers, the sophomore, in on the tackle. He's a 5'11", 275-pound tackle.
Wolf ready to take the snap here. Sandoval behind him.
Crash the line.
Handoff, Sandoval up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Moore Lions. So that'll put the Moore Lions into the double digits. 43-13 our score now. 7:23 left to go in this one. They'll try for the extra point right here. trying the extra point is going to be Ivan Cardenas, who was successful last time around. Here's the hold, and now it's a fake. They're going to roll out to the right. They'll go to the four-yard line, and they'll be tackled. On the run there is going to be Dylan Brayton.
He's going to be chopped down by Chance Milgate.
Milgate came out of nowhere, knocked his feet out from under him, and it'll stay 43-13 with 7:23 left to play in this one. Take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
In Owosso, 43-13, our score with a Matt J. and Company CPA by the number scoring drive. Here's Steve.
Well, that was a pretty effective drive that time as Moore puts together 12 plays and covers 81 yards. They run 6 minutes and 3 seconds off the clock before Sandoval bursts into the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown run, but Moore tries the 2-point conversion and Chance Milgate cuts that down, so the Rams now lead 43-13 with 7:23 to go here in our ball game.
End over end kick is going to be fair caught near the 27-yard line. Making the catch there for Owosso is Aiden Day. Not sure who was running the music here, but I think they found an Irish step dancing album a moment ago, so it's what you have to dust off when you're up 43-13. So 7:23 left to play here, Steve.
Well, let's see if the Rams can't get something going on offense. Again, you know, we got a lot of new guys in the game, but no matter what the play call is, you want to try to execute it effectively.
Seth Hammer with Deshaun Kennard behind him. Twins to the left as now the handoff. Kennard up the middle. Busts up to about the 32-yard line, and that will be a gain of 4 on the play to bring up second down at 6.
And if Kennard can just get a little bit of daylight, he can take it to the house. He has tremendous speed.
7:03, clock rolling here. Rams up by 30 points, 43-13. Twins to the left, one man to the right, Hammer. Faking a handoff, throwing left. He'll connect with an open man at the 39-yard line.
Tyler Overholt, the receiver, 5'9", 125-pound sophomore.
That'll bring up third down.
Kind of has that Cole Beasley, Julian Edelman kind of look.
Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Hammer taking the snap here. Handing off again to Sean Kennard. Back down to the 40-yard line. And that'll be another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as they'll get the gain of 5.
Looked like they were going to have him cut short of the first down, but he was able to spin and into a defender. Just force his way with second effort for the first down. That'll move the chains for the Rams.
To the 40-yard line they go. 6:02 left to play here. Glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. Don't forget, we'll be picking a McDonald's player of the game and all of your post-game stats coming up here in the next few. Deshaun Kennard stopped and stuffed just shy of the 40-yard line. And that's for a loss to bring up second down and 12. 5:33 left to play here. Let's see what these Rams can do here. Next week, Putnam City North will be in town.
Hard to believe we're already going to be at week 10.
Yeah. Hammer faking a handoff, throws across the flat, connects with an open man at the 42-yard line. And on the run there was big number 32 for the Owosso Rams. Is that Cody Chase?
Actually, I think that's Larrett Brown. I think that was 82.
Okay. 82. Yep, you're absolutely right. That was an 82 and not a 32, so we'll line it back up here on third down and 8. And I'll make an appointment to get my eyes checked on Monday. Hammer with Kennard next to him in the gun here. He'll take it off the right hash mark. And the whistles blow.
I think the play clock ran out. Have
the play clock running out, so we'll have a brief pause in the action while they take a timeout. Owosso calling the timeout here with 4:27 left to play. Be back after this Owosso Coffee Company break in 1 minute. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
We welcome you back here to Owosso Stadium. An interception as the Owosso Rams turn it over, and the four Lions will have it at their own 44-yard line. Ran a little long there, but Hammer throwing that interception, and that'll bring up first and 10 now for the Boer Lions. I think that's Hammer's second interception of the night. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Braylon is the quarterback. He'll hand off to the first man through, down to the 45 he goes, and that'll be a one-yard gain to bring up second down and 9. 3:53, clock rolling here. 43-13 our score if you're just joining us. Dylan Brayton, the quarterback for Moore. Hands off. Rolling out to the right.
Nice.
Here come the Lions as they'll get it down to the 47-yard line. Connor Guerrero, the ball carrier. Name we haven't called as of yet. He'll get his Lions a one-yard gain on that play, and that'll bring up third down and 7.
Aiden Lewis again on the tackle. I really like the way he's played here this evening here in this second half.
On third and 7, here are the Lions. Out of the gun, twins to the right, one man to the left, man in motion to the left as well. Handoff up the right side goes Guerrero. He'll make it to the 42-yard line. No further, he's a yard shy, or a 47-yard line and no further. No, he's a yard shy of a first down. Jake Adams leading the charge there on the stop. And that'll bring a fourth down and 1. Just inches to go here.
Elisha Malvo now in the game for Owosso. Going to spread this out is Moore.
Brayton takes the snap on the keeper. He'll run forward.
I'm not sure he got it. He may have even fumbled the football. He's short of the line to gain. Let's see, and they're going to say move the chains. Wow. They had him spun around for just a moment, but he was able to kind of back into the first down, if you will. So it'll be first and 10 at the Rams' 45-yard line. Down to about 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
Few scoring updates. Skiatook beats Miami tonight, 42-0. Miami still winless on the season. First down and 10. And a bobbled snap there as Brayton picks it up, runs with it, tries to run forward, and he is brought down by an Owosso defender.
I believe that was the previous mentioned Elisha Malvo in on the tackle, a 5'10", 210-pound sophomore at linebacker.
That'll bring up second and 15 now for the more lines.
You know, I just really can't stress enough how the Rams pursue the football. Any time, even on a broken play like that, where it looked like the quarterback might be able to get out of it for a moment, he spins and turns. There's four more red shirts in the area. The Rams just do a great job of pursuing the football.
Second down and 15. Back to throw. Here is Brayton. He'll connect with his open receiver. Down to the 48 goes Bryce Rush. And that'll bring up fourth down here. Fourth and two.
Flag on the play.
And, yes, the yellow laundry has flown here, Mr. Mowry.
I think that, I was going to say, I think that was a sideline warning, and Rob confirms that. And Moore may just try to run one more play and call that a night here in Owosso.
Well, we've got 40 seconds left to play. We'll see what they do here. And a motion to the right. He'll take the handoff. That is Russ. He'll get down to the 46-yard line, and I think that's all she wrote for the Boer Lions tonight.
Yeah, they're good enough to call that and go home. So
another big win in week 9 here, 43-13. The Owosso Rams moving to 9-0 with a big victory over the Boer Lions tonight. When we come back, it is our first United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game, and we'll break down the stats for you as well. Stay with us. This is Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans. Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom and pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy RE/MAX results with the Hopper Group, a proud supporter of Owosso Ram football.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
Hey, Owosso Rams football fans. When bad things happen, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to your Farmers agent, me, Rod Morton, today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever life situations may come your way. Again, that's Rod Morton at 918-376-4970.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
A decisive win tonight for the Owosso Rams as they win it 43-13 over the Boer Lions. We welcome you to the First United Mortgage Group Ram Recap, brought to you by the J.D. Doris team and J.D. Doris and his crew ready to get your home financed. Be sure and give them a call on Monday if you are in the market for a new home. And, of course, our by-the-number stats update brought to you by Jay and Company CPA, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. But, Steve, your thoughts on this decisive victory. I mean, these Rams, I think the defense was the name of the game tonight, and we really saw some stars that stepped up and showed out this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. This Ram defense came out on fire. A lot of mistakes made by the Moore Lions, but when a ball club makes up that many and those kind of mistakes, you've got to take advantage of them. And for the most part, the Rams put this game away in the first quarter, into the second quarter, and it was primarily mostly backups in that second half. So a great job tonight. Ram defense really set the tone, but, you know, a short field with this Ram offense, who is explosive, turned into a big game, a big district game, a win for the Rams as we get ready to close out the season next week and then see how the playoff picture is going to shape up.
Well, the Rams are going to host. They're 9-0. There's nobody even close record-wise. They, of course, clinched the district championship at Mustang last week. And so, really, if we keep winning, barring any surprises in the playoffs, I mean, we have the opportunity to host the next 3 weeks after tonight.
Well, the third week will be a semifinal at a neutral field, but you never know with the OSSAA
well,
either,
but
Grant.
Well, they're adding a play-in game, though.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay.
So,
there.
Okay. But you're right. We could do at least two home games. I mean, I just don't know if with everybody opting in, opting out, and it'll be interesting to see how that shapes up, and also with cross-districting as well. So it'll be interesting.
All right, well, we will check in with Kelly Ward here in a few moments down on the sideline for another Mowry Funeral Service sideline update. And let's go ahead, I guess, and just shift things around as Kelly's still tracking down Coach B. Let's go ahead and get our Jay and Company. Well, we'll do our scoring drive, and then we'll get our Jay and Company by the number stats update. Rob is still furiously calculating results, and we don't want to put any pressure on him, so.
We'll give him an opportunity to finish that. But to continue your point, Grant, it's going to be interesting to see how this playoff situation finishes out. As you mentioned, the Rams are going to win their district, and still some football left to be played in the other district. A key in that district is Jinx and Edmond Santa Fe are not going to play, and that looks like that's going to be the 1-2 team in that district. So that really – it comes down to the point system, and that could get fun,
yeah.
To say the least. So we'll see how that plays out.
All right, let's go down to Kelly. He's got Bill Blankenship with him.
Coach, every season we see a lot of highs and lows throughout the year. Just an observation from myself and probably a few others that we started off the season with Fayetteville, Broken Arrow, Union, teams that are traditionally tough to play, tough places to play, and big games. Quite often when we go to teams where they're maybe not as good, kind of like Moore tonight, teams you see sometimes they play down. But with us having such a difficult season at the beginning, hard places to play and opponents that were a challenge, we then come to a game like this at Moore tonight, and we don't play down to their level. We play up like the Rams are expected to play.
I was so proud of the way we started that game and actually ran through the whole first half. You know, there is a standard, Kelly, and that's just, you know, we want to live up to it. We don't want to play down to anybody. And we think if you're representing folks as the number one team in the state, then really you ought to give them your best every time they show up. I was really, really proud. We did get a lot of guys in the game. Didn't play as sharp with them as we should have, but, boy, I couldn't ask any more from our first unit.
Absolutely. What do we got ahead of us?
Well, we got Putnam City, PCO as they call it, the original. They'll come in next week, and that'll be our final regular season game. We get to be at home. That's a senior night festivities. So it'll be a good time for folks to come out and really give us a chance to finish things up right on senior night.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate
it. Thanks, man.
All right, Kelly Ward with Bill Blankenship for another Mowry Funeral Service sideline update. So, well, speaking of Mr. Mowry, now you've got your stats in order for another Jay and Company by the Numbers stats update.
Yeah, and Moore did a lot of catching up on the ground game here in the second half, and so this kind of throws the balance of numbers back into their favor. But the Rams already had the game, for the most part, put out of – out of reach. And as Coach Blankenship said, he was able to get a lot of the twos and threes in the game. I know he didn't think that they played as well as they should have, but a lot of those guys, that's the first time under the big lights in a varsity game, and I'm sure there were some butterflies and some jitters. Mm-hmm. I thought they did well under the circumstance, but look at these numbers. The Rams finished the game with 7 first downs, which is incredible when you look at the score, 43-13. Moore finishes with 12 first downs in the game. Rams with 31 carries for 80 yards. Moore with 42 carries for 155 yards. And again, a lot of that coming in the second half. Neither team passed for 100 yards. The Rams passed for 93 yards. Moore for 90. Moore actually finishes up with 245 total yards. Owosso, 173 yards. Time of possession, 28 minutes for Moore, 19 minutes for the Rams. Again, whether it's starters or in cleanup, you want to improve on third down conversions. Owosso only 2 of 9, but they were 2 of 2 on fourth down. Looking at the individual numbers, it was Basinger, the leading rusher. We knew that coming into tonight's game, but the Rams really held him intact, only 9 carries for 62 yards and a second-half touchdown. Dawkins came in at quarterback, kept the football a lot, 13 carries for 47 yards. Sandoval came in primarily in the fourth quarter. He had 5 carries for 32 yards and the other touchdown. Of course, they failed on the 2-point conversion. Henderson was the leading receiver with 2 receptions for 33 yards. Gross, 3 receptions for 20 yards. Basinger had 1 catch for 3 yards. Dawkins, he was at quarterback, but he was also at receiver, 2 receptions for 11 yards. And Clark, 3 receptions for 23 yards. On the other side, the Rams, they spread the wealth around as well. Neely, the leading rusher for Owosso, 6 carries for 39 yards and a touchdown. Kennard comes in the game, 5 carries for 20 yards. And then Goins, as we mentioned, had the 1 carry for 3 yards, but that was the Owosso touchdown in that first quarter. Havens was 5 of 6 on the night for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. In the receiving category, it was Goins with 2 receptions for 38 yards in the big touchdown reception in that first quarter. Carney had a reception for 9 yards. Wood, 1 catch for 14 yards. Jeray Austin had 1 reception for 24 yards and a touchdown. Overholt and Stevens each with 1 reception for 4 yards. But the big number is the 43-13 victory by the Owosso Rams here tonight as they stay undefeated, not only in district play, but overall. And really, Grant, this game was pretty well in hand by the early to mid second quarter, and Moore just never could recover. But the big point there is Moore made mistakes, and the Rams took advantage of that and put points on the board, and that is going to be a plus for Coach Blankenship to talk about when he gets his team back in the locker room.
Well, before they retire, we have to wrestle a few more gift cards from Tim and Patty Rich over at McDonald's. So that means we need to pick a McDonald's player of the game. And what are your thoughts tonight?
Well, I mean, it could be all defense. I don't know the tackle numbers. Ahmad Triplett was in on a lot of tackles tonight, defensive line. But as we look at the scoring tonight, Gage Laney gets another interception.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could do all defense. But I tell you a guy that's really worked all season, and that's Trey Goins. He had the 36-yard touchdown reception there in the first quarter, put the Rams up 7-0. Then he comes in and gets the 3-yard touchdown run. So, you know, as far as the scoring category goes, the big senior does so much off the football that's not seen that along with the 2 scores tonight, I'm going to say Trey Goins is our player of the game.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. We've had plenty of good action this evening and a big 43-30.